This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
I think it's safe to say that many of us are addicted to our social media accounts.
Yeah, I think you are, for sure.
Wait,
I've watched you dive down a TikTok rabbit hole.
Excuse me, that's like the pot calling the kettle black.
You did this to me. I did not ever used to do this until you started showing me kitten videos, and now I can't stop.
Well, that's true. Many studies show it can have a negative effect on your health, your mental health. So if you're wondering if it's time to take a break from Twitter, TikTok like Wally,
sure.
Facebook, or Instagram, here's a few signs to look out for if you start exhibiting these symptoms.
I'm fascinated.
Then take a break. Okay, the first one is you compulsively check your phone for new notifications, messages, or likes.
Okay. Now, I do compulsively check my phones, but I don't live in a social media world. I'm not checking, Facebook all the time, but I could see if I was, I would definitely be like, well, what's going on?
Right. Hey. The second, if you wake up worried about something you posted the night before. So there are people that post things and then they're like, oh, second thought, and then they delete it because it didn't get the amount of likes they thought it would or things like that. Third, your real life interactions are suffering. You're not going through those, one-on-one conversations. Instead, you're glued to your phone. And then if you've started viewing yourself negatively, that could be everyone posts about their highlight reel. They never post about their bad day. So you're comparing your bad days to all of their good days, and that can cause anxiety, depression.
We hear all of our kids today, I've got anxiety, I got this. And I think that a lot of it does stem from social media. Before, we just kind of compared ourselves to a few people around us, and it wasn't that big of a deal. But now it's just everywhere. It's pervasive, and they're glued to their phones, and they're constantly comparing their life to their friends or people they don't even know.
Right.
You know, that's
people
the
around
big thing.
The world.
Right. And then I don't have this, and then, or I don't look like this, and then it snowballs on them.
And then you don't realize that a lot of those photos are photoshopped, or you don't know the story behind that photo that was taken where they had just gotten in a fight.
Yeah.
That's why we
do that segment on the show, Zoom Out, where we have people tell us the picture they posted, but what was really going on. Because half the time, like a loving husband and wife photo, and they're like, we just had a huge fight.
Yeah.
Smile for the camera and went back to it, And so, you got to be careful of that kind of stuff, especially with your kids, too. So those are great tips. Thank you, Lady Rock. For helping us out here on Way FM.
And now for some good news.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. To combat some of the negative news in the world, we do good news. Giddy up, a couple rapid-fire news stories designed to make you feel a little bit better. Like this one, remember the cold snap we had across the country just a little bit ago? And there was a story of all these sea turtles showing up on Texas beaches, and they were having to be rescued.
Yes.
And it was really sad.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they had this problem they didn't know what to do with. Well, it turns out they saved 4,300 of those sea turtles and released them back into the wild.
Oh, good.
Aww.
Yeah, so there you go.
What
That's
happened
good
to
news.
The other ones?
You don't want to know the numbers.
We don't want to ask.
This is good news. Giddy up. Don't ask follow-up questions like that. Just focus.
They went to a sea turtle farm?
Focus on the 4,300. What is wrong with you, Rock? good, better news. Giddy up. Go.
There's a woman in Canada. Her name is Beverly.
Only about a third. Anyway.
Beverly in Canada. She wanted to thank truck drivers because they're still bringing supplies to the stores, even though it's been some harsh circumstances. So she's been writing thank you cards to them and handing them out at truck stops.
That's
and
cool.
She's handed out about 1,000 of them so far.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, we always talked about the frontline heroes, the doctors and nurses. From the time COVID started, I was like, you know what? The truck drivers that are still bringing stuff and like kids stocking shelves at Kroger, or working drive throughs so when everything else was shut down, we could still function somewhat normally. I think those people are no less heroes. They're keeping the country going. So there you go.
That's what Beverly thinks, too.
I love it. All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Don't mention the turtles again.
Oh, what's this? An email? For me?
WayFM, this is The Wally Show. If you ever want to get a hold of me, it couldn't be more simpler. It's just Wally at WayFM.com. Margie took the time to...
Margie's way to go, people, Marge.
Said, okay, The Wally Show podcast, because we have a podcast we do from the show. We have a thing called The Aftercast, which is stuff we didn't do on the show, and just new content. And we do it every day, and it's for free wherever you get your podcasts. She says, The Wally Show podcast is my absolute favorite, and I didn't think it would be possible to find a podcast that I enjoy more than y'all's, but I have. Oh. It's Matthew West.
No!
Yeah, as I'm reading this, too, because Matthew West is a great artist. We love having him on the show. Now he's competing in my world. You don't see me going and writing songs, do you?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Stay in your lane, Matt.
Exactly. Stay in your lane, Matthew West. And so she said, y'all introduced me to it, and I couldn't be more thankful because I never knew the things that I could learn from some of the people that he's had on with him. So maybe you could have him on your podcast soon. No. He's
maybe
a competing.
He can have us on his.
Yeah, better idea. But here's what's really funny, because you read the first sentence like I did. Like, I didn't think it was possible to find a podcast I enjoy more, but I did. She emailed me back right after that, and she's like, I didn't mean to say that I enjoy Matthew West's podcast more than yours. I meant to say that I enjoy it just as much. Oh my gosh, I am so sorry.
Marge!
All right, Marge. All is forgiven. We're fine now. And Matthew's not that bad of a person. He's great, too. Yeah, he's all right. But
as long as he
go.
Stays in his lane.
Yeah, if you want to email me, just wally@wayfm.com. Just proofread your thing before you fully send it. It'll save you a follow-up email.
The Bible say in 2 Deuteronomy of the Book of Jericho that the eye for the tooth and the tooth for the people and everybody who got the eye, you punch them in it.
What? This is The Wally Show.
Don't read the Bible.
Yeah, and we have a thing that we do here. It's just part of the ministry that happens at Way of Him. If you need a Bible, you can get one for free because of our partnerships with Tyndale. And, like, they want you to have a Bible. We want you to have a Bible. It's really important. And so if you know somebody or you need one, it's really easy. And from time to time when we do this, we talk about this, we like to have a little fun and see just how much the members of the show know about this great book that we should know better than Betty does.
Hey!
So, Gavin, you're going to ask us some questions, a little Bible trivia here, and Betty Rock and I are going to go head-to-head and see who wins.
All right, the first question is, in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, it lists the names of Jesus's actual, like, physical relative brothers.
Oh, no.
How many brothers does Jesus have? Three, six, or nine?
Wally, I think it's low. I think he only has three, and I'm surprised they even had three more kids after him, because you'd be like, we nailed
He's
it right
perfect.
Out of the gate. Yeah. You're literally, like, every mom thinks her child is perfect. Mary was right, you know? And it's like, why have other kids? Because then you get Bob. And
Bob, he's the worst.
Yeah, and Carl.
Like, oh, Carl.
Come
get
on.
It together, Carl.
That's wrong.
No!
Oh! So. Betty!
All right, give it a shot.
Six.
Six is correct.
Yeah, in your face,
Six
Wally.
Brothers.
Again, don't use the Bible as a weapon.
All right, the next question is, what body of water was Jesus baptized in?
Oh, but Wally.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, Wally.
I didn't even give options. Go for it.
Jordan River.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy. Yeah,
wow.
I know my Bible.
Easy. I know my Bible.
Okay, well, let's see about this one. Okay, so I think that there are some famous final last words out there.
Oh, yes.
But what is the last word in the Old Testament?
Oh,
you've got
nuts.
Is it amen, curse, or reborn?
Wally.
Go
I think it's amen. Or maybe that's Revelation. Revelation ends with amen. So I'm not going to answer amen yet.
Come on, whoa. Three, what? Two,
I saw
one.
Him shaking his head no, so I'll...
Uh-uh.
No,
you
I thought
cheated.
That was your answer.
No.
You can't cheat on a Bible quiz.
What do you think it is, Betty?
Something.
Reborn. That is also incorrect. The last word of the Old Testament is curse.
Yes, that's how we do it. We were all smitey in the Old Testament. So if you want to get a free Bible and you can dive into it and learn all these things so that you can't be embarrassed by your friends during a Bible quiz, you can get one for free at wayfm.com. I don't know about you, but I don't know if I could get through the day without my computer. I mean, it's where we do everything, work, home stuff, social media, but my friend had their identity stolen online recently, and so that's pretty messed up.
That's why cybersecurity is so important. Colorado Christian is excited to announce that they now offer new bachelor's degree programs for information systems management and computer information technology with emphasis in cybersecurity.
And right now, undergraduate students can lock in their tuition rate for up to 6 years.
Colorado Christian University, where you can cultivate your mind without compromising your heart.
Find out more about all of the new bachelor's and undergraduate degrees now being offered at CCU by going to ccu.edu.
It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's the Wally Show.
We like to think that we as Americans are leading the way in just about everything, and we do great. But there are some things that I think maybe we're behind on socially, and I think New Zealand might be really onto something good that we should adopt here. New Zealand is moving ahead on its plan to give couples who suffer a miscarriage or a stillbirth, 3 days paid leave from work.
Oh, I think that's fantastic.
That's great.
I know, right? Like, because you hear so many times, like, guys will never understand a miscarriage like women do. That we just don't, you know? And I think that there's this thing of, oh, well, it wasn't actually, you know, a birth. And erroneously so. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that might be the perception from a lot of people. Or, you know, okay, well, it could have been worse. But for so many people, so many women, it's traumatizing. Mm-hmm. And give them that moment to breathe and grieve. And I think if you do that, they're going to come back to work better than having to work through it.
Right. And thankful respecting their company a lot more if they respect them back. And also, too, there's lots of women that, you know, unfortunately, they may face this once. There's right. also those that face it multiple times. Sure. And I can't imagine going through that loss, grieving that loss, and then having to pick up and go right back to work and act like nothing happened. That'd be so hard.
Yeah. And I've been a little bit of a workaholic my whole life. And so, like, oh, why are you taking time off? You know, like, and so, like, I'm guilty of that kind of mentality. But I think companies that start to take mental health of their employees into account and treat people with kindness that have experienced something traumatic, it's not only good for that person, but ultimately, kind of like you were talking about, Rock, it's good for the company in the end. You're going to have better productivity from a happy employee, and they're going to be more loyalty. They're going to be more loyal to companies that embrace a new law like that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is something that New Zealand said. They're the only country in the world that they have found that has even started something like this. And who knows, maybe it will trickle down in other countries. Hopefully the U.S. go, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that this hasn't already happened, that New Zealand is the one that's stepping up first. Yeah. So.
But it's a step in the right direction.
Right, exactly.
For sure. Hey, FM, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Good morning, Wally. It's Linda.
What's up, Linda?
I just want to let you know that it all depends on the company that you work for.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the New Zealand law that they're trying to pass that makes companies give women time off, paid time off, when they have a miscarriage.
I am someone who suffered multiple miscarriages, and every company that I have worked for during that time gave me time off anytime that I needed it with paid leave.
Did they really? See, that's so great.
Believe it or not, I work in the construction industry. So this is men, and I was given time.
See, I think that's so great, man. Because what New Zealand's doing is they're trying to enact it into law that companies have to do it. But progressive, forward-thinking, kind companies that value their employees and go ahead and do this without any kind of legislation, I think that's huge. And it makes, you know, you appreciate them for how they treat you, and you're going to be a better employee for them.
Absolutely. And I'm, you know, way past my childbearing now, but, you know, It was tough. Every single one of them. It didn't get easier. I had 10.
Oh,
it
wow.
did not get easier.
Yeah, and here's the thing, because you could think, oh, wow, 10, that's 10 days off. But when you look at something holistically and in the grand scheme of things, 10 days off to a company over the course of years doesn't affect them radically at all. But boy, the difference it makes for you is immeasurable.
Exactly.
Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and one of the things that, like, I try not to have happen in my life is missed opportunities. That's like, it frustrates me, mm-hmm. you know, and so I look for the opportunities and try to take advantage of them, and that's what we're talking about right now with Colorado Christian University. You have an opportunity to win a scholarship, either a $5,000 scholarship, which you go, well, that's pretty great, mm-hmm. or a $10,000 scholarship, which is even better, and just for joining the contest, you can win a $1,000 scholarship. So if you you've been sitting here during this time going, man, I need to make a change. Maybe the COVID situation made you realize, oh, I should go back and protect my career by having more education. Or maybe it even gave you the idea to do something completely different with your life, but you got to finish your education. Colorado Christian University wants to help.
That's right. And you can check it out at ccu.edu/wayfm. And right now is the perfect time to go back to school because you're finding yourself with all this downtime. Yep. You can't really go out and see your friends, and it's so much harder if you have that social life going on to say no to your friends and instead choose your homework. But the thing is once you do it, you're so glad that you did. I know I can speak from experience myself in going back to Colorado Christian and getting 2 degrees, being on the honor
and
list.
Amazing.
Dean's list. Is that what they call it?
If you don't know what it's called,
that's
you shouldn't.
That's a bad thing.
You shouldn't be on it,
you know,
if you don't know what it's
right,
called.
You know, but either way you look at it, I win. And so if you want to check it out too, just go to ccu.edu/wayfm.
All right, now, and don't wait either too, because Sunday is the deadline for entry, and it's not a hard entry form, and you can see all the courses that they offer too and see which one connects with you and jumpstart your career. So let's get this done right now. It is ccu.edu/wayfm. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and every day of the year there are national holidays. You know them, you hear them all the time, like National Bratwurst Appreciation Day or National Kiss a Porcupine Carefully Day, you know, things like that. Like, people petition Congress to have national days.
We had, what was it, Kiss a Redhead Day?
Oh, yes.
And then you guys had me kiss a fish.
Yes, that's right. Redhead. We flipped the script. We have that video at wayfm.com. Just search Redhead Day or Gavin or kiss a fish. It'll show up. Today is probably one of the most interesting days, though. It's National Make Up Your Own Holiday Day.
Oh,
and I love this. Just make it up, whatever you want to do. And
love
so
that.
This is where I think we need to get some experts.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Kids are so creative. And so we're going to do Are You Kidding Me? Get it? Kidding Me? This is where we just let kids be on the show with us. And if you could make up any holiday, let your mind run wild, what would today be?
Anything is possible.
I know. It's so great. Like, as a kid, you're thinking, I wish it was, you know, National Ride My Bike All Day Day or whatever. I don't know.
Or the whole world be a roller rink day.
Yes, that would be so great. Every day's an all skate. I would love that. So whatever you can come up with right now, we'll take it for your national day on Are You Kidding Me? But again, the only qualification is you gotta be a kid. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number if you need to ask your parents before you call. Totally cool. But we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 855-33-WAY-FM for Are You Kidding Me? Here on The Wally Show.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and Bethany, thank you for joining us for Are You Kidding Me? How are you today?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 8.
8, okay. Now, we have national holidays every day, like National Hot Dog Appreciation Day. And so what we're wondering is, because today is National Make Up Your Own National Holiday Day, what would you think would be a great national holiday?
Don't have school for a whole week.
Oh, yes. National Don't Have School for a Whole Week Day.
That's a great idea, Bethany. And if you had the whole week off, what would you do with your time?
I would go swimming.
So now, are you back in school like every day, or are you still on Zoom?
I'm back in school.
Oh, wow, you're back at school and you're already, I need a break. Like, I just, it's a lot, guys. It's a lot.
I understand, Bethany.
We're asking you, Susie, what kind of national holiday would you like to see?
National Cartwheel Day, where you just cartwheel every day where you go.
That is a great idea. How old are you?
9.
9. And life is just a bunch of cartwheels. When you're 9, it's the best. When you're above 49, cartwheels are a little harder, a little more challenging. I'm not going to lie. Well, there you go. That's a great day. I think the world would be a much funner place, and we'd see the world a little bit differently if we did cartwheels everywhere.
We'd see a lot of stomachs, too, unfortunately.
If you don't speak geek,
me, nerd, stands for not even remotely dorky. So thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Don't worry. We can explain it to you. It's The Wally Show.
WayFM, Gavin, what do you got?
So putting in headphones, especially things like AirPods, may seem like the simplest thing. Like, you probably don't think anything about anything. When you put, you just put them in, you're listening to something. But there's one doctor in Florida who is encouraging people who constantly use headphones like AirPods to be they're encouraging people to be aware that you may be at risk for developing, and I'm going to try and say this correctly, it's automycosis.
Wow, you did really good with that.
I think so.
Yeah.
She says that when you put the headphones in, you're trapping a lot of moisture and heat in there, and that builds up with the earwax and the fungus that's in your ears. And she posted this video where she was pulling out, pulling out what
okay.
big ball of something gross.
Here's the thing about this. I get it, because they form a really tight seal in your ear, and that's what they're saying, the moisture is a problem. It's all about, again, moderation.
Yeah.
I don't think if you have it in while you're mowing the lawn, you got a problem. It's when you don't take your headphones out or your ear pods out for 8 hours, then that's where it probably starts to have a problem.
And especially during the pandemic where you're inside very often, probably with a lot of other people who are doing a lot of their own tech stuff, and you're like, I'll just put these in for, a few hours to do my own thing. You might be at risk for this.
I think one of the first symptoms of this
automycosis.
Automycosis is probably
now you're just showing off.
I know.
Is probably hearing loss. And Wally, you're for sure dealing with hearing loss because when you take your headphones off, it sounds like
terrible.
The radio is still on.
They're so loud. My headphones over the years are so loud. But the crazy thing is, and this might help someone with the other thing, is my ears are clean, and it's because I like to rock, and so a lot of the music I listen to is heavy, so it's breaking down all of the particles in between my ears and the headphones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You think so?
National fact. And if I listened to Yanni, I'd be deaf by now because none of that would break down that stuff.
I see.
When you like to rock, it just takes care of it all.
So according to Wally, if this is something you're worried about dealing with,
rock a little more.
Rock a little more.
Yeah, it's going to liquefy anything in there. You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your brain.
Yeah, science.
I'm not a doctor or anything like that. I mean, that lady has a doctor degree, which I don't have, but I think mine is just as valid. All right, there you go. Some protection advice for you. Thank you, Gavin. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and every week we have Pastor Chad. He's our prayer pastor that spends time on the prayer wall, not only praying for people, but helping them get the help that they need in those really serious cases. And we go through some of the things just kind of to take pulse of what people are talking about on the prayer wall at wayfm.com. So what do you got today, Pastor Chad?
Wally, people care about their families, and we get a lot of requests about kids and families. And this week, Ashley wrote in, and she said, please pray for the truth to come out. My son has been accused of stealing money, and we believe that he did not. His faith is rocky right now, and we are praying God comes through on his behalf to help solidify his goodness. This goodness in my son's life.
Ooh, that's tough too, because sometimes your kids aren't being truthful with you, but you don't want to just not believe them either as you try to seek out the truth. That's a tricky one.
That it is hard, and it's something even as a parent myself trying to deal with it with my kids, even just this past week. So as I was thinking of, and as I wrote this lady back, three things to tell her. Number one, it's easy to come out swinging and defensive, especially when it comes to our children. We always want to come and take their back. In fact, just this week, my wife and I have been dealing with this sort of thing with some neighborhood parents. But we also have talked about how can we come out as loving and humble as possible to hear things out.
Yeah, because your kid's not always an angel. That's the reality of the world. You want to believe them, but sometimes it's better to be a little bit more balanced and not just be that over-the-top parent. Like every parent at a parent-teacher conference, I know you're the problem teacher, and my kid's amazing. No, your kid's not, actually, most of the time.
Yeah, and I think secondly, we need to pray that God's truth would prevail. So this is going to be a strong prayer for all of us, because sometimes we are praying that if the kid is wrongfully accused, that the truth would come out that they're not guilty. But if we're praying for the truth to come out, it may be that God's answer is they actually are guilty and they're not telling us the truth. So praying for truth to come out in that. And then thirdly, the scripture speaks into this. Psalm 109 says, and it's an interesting context. It says, the wicked slander me and tell lies about me. They surround me with hateful words and fight against me for no reason. I love them, but they try to destroy me with accusations even as I'm praying for them.
Wow, that sounds like a post, not a psalm.
Right.
You know, like that could have been a post from somebody on their Instagram today.
I love the end of it, though, because this is what he says. This is what the psalmist says. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me because of your unfailing love. Let them see that this is your doing, that you yourself have done it, Lord. So in the end, after they're slandering, all those things go on, God, that you would be lifted up through the circumstances.
There you go. And that's probably a healthy way to look at it, too. And some good advice for you from Pastor Chad of our prayer wall if you're dealing with anything like that in your kids' lives right now as well. And again, you can always check out the prayer wall. Post a prayer. Pray for people that are on there at wayfm.com.
And now for some good news.
WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and there's enough fighting and negativity when you watch the regular news, so that's why we do Good News Giddy Up. Maybe it will uplift you a little bit today. We're going to start with you, Gavin. Good News Giddy Up, go.
84% of parents say that the pandemic has brought their families closer.
Oh, that's a good byproduct.
And the kids are more self-sufficient because of it, which I almost would have expected a lot of parents to be like, I am ready for these kids to go back to school and get out of my house. Like, things are gotten crazy. But it's really encouraging to see that people are actually saying that this pandemic has brought them closer together. That's awesome.
You spend more time together and you find creative ways to do that and like play games and stuff like that. That's a great byproduct of the pandemic. Here's one for you. Good news, giddy up. There's a 5-year-old who's finding creative ways to be closer as well.
Okay.
Created a device so his teacher, who's fighting stage 4 breast cancer, can give hugs if she chooses.
Oh, that's
I know.
Sweet.
Does that just not melt your heart?
5-year-old.
So, yeah, Avery and his family delivered a hugging machine.
Oh.
It's basically like a bunch of like shower curtains all hung over like PVC pipe with your arms that go through this hole. But that's so great. Like, they delivered it to his kindergarten teacher. There's so much good here. The kid loves his teacher that much.
Yeah, that's great.
Cares about her that much. And then they developed something just for that human contact for her. And they said she was so excited. She screamed to her husband and kids to come over here and
give her a hug. Oh,
yeah,
that's so great.
There you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
Scoop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-scoop.
WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and one of the goals with The Scoop is to help make your life better. That's why we do it, and we all come across different life hacks to help you out. And today, Betty Rock, what do you have The Scoop on?
So mine is when you watch a TV show and you might see a character wear something that you're like, man, I wish I had that. I wish I knew where they got that from, like what store it came from. You can actually go to a website called WornOnTV.net.
No way.
And what you do is you put in there what show you're watching, what season, what episode, and it will list out for you where you can buy that specific shirt, those shoes, those pants. Yes, where you can buy it and how much it costs.
I've always said you can find anything on the internet, and but the internet just doesn't happen. Like, somebody had to spend their time
going
through all of these TV shows and then figure out where that stuff came from. Like, I don't even know how anyone has that kind of time in their life. I'm thankful they do because I really want to get that pair of bell bottoms that what's his name wore on that 70s show. So, yeah, I don't know
if they would have that.
Yeah, I wonder, like, I guess it's got to be more current stuff.
Right, exactly. It can't be anything from like the 80s or 90s, but anything current, yeah, you can find it there.
Let me ask you this, Rock, because I see this happen with women all the time. Like, they'll be out shopping and or just out in public, and one woman will walk up to another woman and go, oh my gosh, cute shirt or blouse, cute blouse. And then the other woman goes, oh, I got it at Target, $7.99. It's on the 4th row back. If you make a left at the swimsuits, it's right over. Like, they're so forthcoming with where they got things.
Yeah.
I would think that women would be like, okay, thanks, and then would not want to tell you where they got the clothes.
I think it just feels weird to just say thank you and keep walking.
Really?
It feels weird, so you feel like you need to explain where you got it, and maybe that ends the conversation better. I don't know. Or maybe we don't feel like we're worthy of it.
Oh, it's got deep.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. All of a sudden.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want someone looking like me. Like, you know, it's like
But if it's a good deal, the thing is women are looking out for each other.
That's it.
Don't.
That's the difference right
there. Every man for himself.
There's your next scoop. All right, that's going to do it, Lady Rock. Thank you.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
WayFM, this is The Wally Show. It is Friday, which means one thing and one thing only, Flashback Friday.
Woo!
And we are in the time machine with Joy, who is our pilot today. How are you, Joy?
I am doing well.
Well, that's good. I apologize. I dropped the Twizzlers in between the console and the seat. happens to me on every Flashback road trip, but we'll fish those out later. So, Joy, what song are you taking us back to musically in time here?
The Great Adventure by Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Betty Rock, what year do I need to set the time machine to?
You need to set it back to 1992.
Beep-boop-boop-boop-beep. That's That's a long time. I know. Okay.
And to show you just how long ago that was, so that was when a shipping container filled with 28,000 rubber duckies was lost at sea. And to this day, they are still finding those rubber ducks.
That's so great.
Also, it was the first year that the sale of CDs, compact disc, exceeded cassette tapes.
That's crazy. And now CDs, like kids don't even know what
and
CDs
tapes.
Are. Oh, yeah. Forget telling your child about a cassette tape. That's going to blow their
Be
mind.
Be kind, please rewind. What?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's where we're going back to, Joy. But the important part of this is, why are you taking us back to this Stephen Curtis Chapman song?
In 2000, I had some major heart surgery as a teenager. That was one of the hardest things in my entire life. So I remember hearing this song all the time on the radio, and during that time period, I remember my mom, she would help me to not be scared, would sing the song to me to help me to feel better about myself. I love my mom dearly. She's definitely not blessed with the singing ability. She leaves that to my dad and I.
But didn't stop her. I respect her game.
Did it sound a little like, saddle up your horses, we've got a trail to blaze.
No, just during that time, it made me feel good.
So I love the fact that an 8-year-old song for you as a teenager actually still, you know, meant something to you because of your mom singing it to you, and because, you're right, it's a dated song, but it's still truth in it, and it's truth that we can enjoy today. And so that's what we're doing. We're going back almost 30 years to 1992 for Joy with Stephen Curtis Chapman, The Great Adventure, here on Flashback Friday on WayFM.
Thank you. Settle up your horses.
...2020 showed us that the rules for work really don't apply anymore. Hey, it's Wally, and I always thought when I needed to do serious business with someone like getting a mortgage, I needed to go to a big office with leather chairs, be offered a cold beverage that I didn't think I was paying for, but in the end, all of that overhead, even the soda, was costing me money. I thought that's how you did it. Today, the office is anywhere you are, and what I want more than an expensive chair is for the person I'm calling to know me and have my best interest at heart. That's what I love about United Faith Mortgage. You're not a number to them, and they will take as great care of you as they have of me. United Faith Mortgage is also faith-based and family-owned and doesn't waste money on the things that would ultimately end up costing the customer money. So if you want a fancy leather chair, don't help someone else buy theirs. Buy your own with all the money you save from getting a great rate on your mortgage or refinance from United Faith Mortgage. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
While taking wedding photos with your significant other can be a magical time, all on its own, imagine if you're taking these photos as a well-known actor celebrity walks by.
Oh, okay. Who's the celebrity?
So that's the case for one couple in New York who were taking wedding photos in Central Park when the one and only Denzel Washington.
Yes, and yes, I would love to have Denzel
stroll by. Oh, I know.
I would love to. I would. At one point in time, I could see if I was getting married and Denzel was there. I'm like, Denzel, hey, dude, would you do a quick photo with us? And I would probably ask my wife to step out. And be like, Denzel, wow. What up, dude? Like, we look dope today, right?
Getting the marriage off to a rough start. Jeez. Do you know how old he is? I looked it up. It's Ooh. Shocking.
He's got to be older than me. I'm 53. He's probably 62?
66.
Oh, my goodness. How does he look so good?
I know, right?
Dadgummit.
Well, so he was in Central Park because he was in the middle of filming his new movie. And while anyone would understand him choosing to keep walking, just wave and, you know, not take the time, he instead stopped and talked with the couple, taking pictures and wishing them the best on their future happiness.
I'm curious if they asked him or did he just stop? Because I've heard of other celebrities that they're out and about and they've seen weddings and they literally wedding crash. Like, they're like, oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they'd love to have me here, you know. Okay, Tom Wopat, you know, or whoever, you know, like.
But Denzel to me comes across as very humble, very kind, very respectful. So maybe they were the ones that were like, oh my gosh, it's Denzel. Now in the pictures, he's still wearing his mask.
Okay, that's good on him. That's good. So, Betty Rock, you're getting married finally, and it's like a big day for you and your family.
Finally was didn't not need a to be in that, there, but jeez,
that snuck out. Okay, that's on me.
That was a little hurtful.
I did not mean it. So you're getting married. So it's been a day you've waited for. Finally, it's been a day you've waited for a long time, is what I meant.
Oh, sure.
And Denzel walks by.
Yeah.
Do you say, Denzel, will you be in a photo with us?
I would say, Denzel.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Justin Bieber walks by.
No.
Justin Bieber! Oh my gosh!
Yeah, Gavin would.
There you go. We found out a little bit more about Gavin. That's I always love that. All right. Thank you, Lady Rock. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and we love science and like kind of tests and things like that. And Betty Rock came across one the other day that I think she gave specifically for me. It's an anger test to find out how angry you are. And so I was gladly, you know, and happily took this test, and we all did.
I think because you want to know how much anger you have, because there's some days where you're like, why do I feel the way I do? Oh, well, maybe taking this test will help you see, kind of bring a light to a couple of things maybe flawed in your character.
Or, and that wasn't what I was thinking at all. I was thinking maybe I find that other people have the same thing and I'm not crazy. So that's where I was going with that.
Oh, but, okay.
Sure. Flawed character is fine as well. All right, so here are some of the questions. I'm curious where you rank on this as you listen to these. And you're going to post the test so people can take it too?
Uh-huh. You can see that on our Facebook page. Just search Wally Show.
Okay. Sometimes, or something makes me angry almost every day. There's like a sliding scale, like, you know, often not. So, Rock, where did you land on that?
I said not that often.
Really?
Like, I put one notch above. Never.
Okay. Oh, I put fully to the right.
Absolutely.
Every day.
Would.
Every day. Yes. Something makes me angry every day. That's not for you either.
No,
Gavin?
I was in the same place. Like, I'll have days of anger, but not. Yeah. Not often.
No.
How? Like, there's so many things that people do that just drive you crazy. How does that not bother you?
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we see it differently. at times, I feel angry for no specific reason. Where'd you put that? To the left or the right, Rock? Is never or always?
I put one notch below always.
Oh,
so you, because, every once in a while, you just for no reason?
Yeah, because there are. Why are you looking at me like
he's proud.
That?
Again, I'm. Yes, I've never been more proud of you. No, I'm fascinated because
there are times where I'm like, I legitimately have no reason to feel this way.
Yes, because I put it all the way to the right as always. Like, I always, there's something every day. Like, I'm like, there's times I feel so frustrated or angry or whatever. And I will step back and go, wait, why do you feel this way? You have nothing to be angry about. Life is good. Like, why would
you be? So much to be thankful for.
I am fascinated that you landed in that same boat.
I am not fascinated with your answer.
Gavin?
I'm all the way to the left. Like, I'm the Pillsbury Doughboy. You poke me and I laugh. Like, I'm
unbelievable. Let me see. I'm surprised by how often I feel angry. And I'm not surprised at all. I've learned to lean into it.
I sat right there in the middle.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So these are just a couple of the questions. Now, we don't have the results yet. Here's what I want to do. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love for you to rank us between myself, Betty, and Gavin. Who you think came in the highest, middle, and third highest on the anger scale here before we release the actual results, the findings? It shouldn't be too hard, but maybe Betty and Gavin might be the one that gets like tougher to see who came in second.
We'll
I know
see.
I'm going to be first. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. Help us out here. WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show, and we've got this test that Betty Rock found that kind of assesses, like, your anger level, because people are at different levels on this, and I tend to run a little hot, be a little frustrated by things.
Yeah, that's putting it lightly.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. And so we're just seeing where we all land on this, and you can take this test as well, right?
That's right. If you go to Facebook, just search Wally Show. You can see it there. We've posted it on our wall.
Okay, so it asks questions like, I feel guilty about expressing my anger. You would probably score high on that.
I went all the way to the very top.
Right.
Yes.
Because
I never feel like I have a reason to be angry.
Right. Gavin, where did you
Yeah, because I just don't like being angry in the first place, and I feel like people don't like me when I'm angry, so it's embarrassing.
And it's funny, because I went mid-level on this one, because there are times I feel guilty about, like, snapping or something like that. No. And so I do. Like, I'm like, I should have handled that differently. So I'm not completely callous. Let me see.
Now that is shocking.
I know. Let me see. I'm on guard when people act friendlier towards me than expected. Where did you? I landed always. Always, always, always. I don't trust that.
I landed it right in the middle.
Did you?
Oh, really?
Okay.
I'm all the way on the right. Like, I trust people.
Gavin's like, this is so great. Yes, they're the best. Yeah. You're like a puppy.
Yep.
And I always think that something else is going on there. Okay, so here's what I want to do. Before we give our actual results, I'm just curious where you would rank the three of us between myself, Gavin, and Betty on the anger scale. Like, who do you think has the propensity to be the angriest and who is the least angry here, Aaron? So what do you think?
I think Rock's probably the least angriest. She's got a lot of bubbly joy. I can definitely see her being on the low end.
Oh, no. There's a lot beneath the surface, and I think this test is going to bring the rest of that out. Okay, so you've got Betty Rock third.
I think that the difference between male and female plays a big role in this, too.
Okay, all right. So who are you putting at second angriest? Gavin, I'm assuming?
No, you probably.
What?
You think Gavin is the angriest of all of us?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Like, Gavin's like a psycho, is what she's saying. Okay. Gavin,
well, it's usually the quiet ones you got to watch out for.
I guess so, but I'm pretty sure I'm a happy guy.
And he's got red hair.
You know what, Aaron? Until today, I trusted him. I don't trust him anymore, thanks to you.
Guys.
All right, so now we're going to see what science says. Thank you, Aaron. And so the final overall measurement was this makes you blank percent more susceptible to anger than the average person, okay? So let's go in Aaron's order. Let's start with Betty Rock as the least angry. Where did you come in at?
I came in at a whopping 24%.
Oh, 24%.
Not too high.
Okay. So she had you at third. Then she went with me, and she had me in at, I clocked in at 39.2%.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty happy about that.
Okay.
As far as the anger
scale
goes.
Not as high as I thought it would be.
Thank you. she had Gavin at number one. Gavin, what did you come in at?
11.2%.
Yeah!
I'm not angry.
Oh, that's so good. See, that's the order I would have put it in. I would have put Wally, Betty, because I've known her longer and I know she keeps it quiet. But boy, when you get her riled up, you're on the business end of a hissy fit, and it is bad news, and I would have put Gavin third.
Yeah.
So that is how ours shook out. If you want to take it for yourself, it's kind of a good barometer, because some of the questions in there really make you do think about the things that bother you, and should they really?
And it goes into more detail about it once you take the quiz, and you can see that right now. You can take it. Just go to Facebook, search Wally Show. You'll see it right there.
You may have heard something in a song on Way FM that sounds like it's from the Bible and wondered, where's that at? Well, wonder no more.
This is The Wally Show, and today we're going to look at the song Jericho by Andrew Rip. It's this one. My prison turns to ruin when your love moves in. All of my fears like Jericho walls gotta calm down. Now, for this song, you don't have to look too deep into the reference that Andrew is using for his things in his life, like fear needing to come down like the walls of Jericho. But you might not know where that story is. It's actually in Joshua 6, 1 through 27. But what's interesting is the story is very significant, and there's parts of it that I hadn't really considered before. But the significance of the Jericho wall story is that, and that being the analogy that he's using in the song, is that when the Israelites encountered Jericho, it's this giant wall, but it was the last thing standing between them and the promised land. And how true is that for us today? We have so many things that stand between us and our relationship with God. And, and so it's kind of a picture of that, a metaphor of that. There's usually some big obstacle that seems insurmountable before you get to that thing in your life where you should be. And it can feel like, you know, Andrew mentions a prison that you've built. It can be fear, and it's those things that keep you separated from God. And so Joshua was instructed to walk around the wall 7 times and shout to the Lord. And he was offering praise before the victory was won. And I think that's something that I could definitely learn from this today, because I want God to come in, swoop in, solve everything and stuff like that, and minimize my time in the uncomfortable.
And typically when we get towards the end of like a tough journey, that's when we want to give up. That's when we're like, we're never going to see the end of this. But that's exactly what Joshua had to face when he had to walk around the walls of Jericho. Like, it took 7 times, and then it happened.
You got to hang in there. And like, I want to withhold my praise till the end, till the outcome. And the whole point of this is like, you're praising him during it before you get the outcome. And that is a healthy way to look at life. So maybe this makes you look at the song. Maybe you'll hear it a little bit differently the next time you hear this. That's a little bit of background on Jericho by Andrew Rip. And if you want to see the whole story of Joshua, it is, or the whole story of the Jericho, it's in Joshua 6. And that is where it's at.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.